Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Another magnificent morning here in Hawaii. Now we're going to have hot and sunny temperatures, of course, with a little bit of a trade wind coming at us, and that'll keep it a little bit cool. But don't forget your sunscreen when you're out on the course today. We've got a huge show for you. Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen. Noelle Zavaleta, the Marketing Communications Specialist for Schricks on Golf. Brett Campbell, CEO About Golf. Kevin Markham, Editor, Destination Golf. You know, Ireland will host the 2026 Ryder Cup. Ray Malloy, General Manager of Esker Hills, the home of the Champion Golfer of the Year. What a celebration. He's going to bring that to us. But we're going to kick off the show with Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, and LPGA Media Excellence Award. He is at the Evian Championship, and we'll be with him right after this.
Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak, all the way from the amazing Loch Lomond, the fabulous hotels, the Evian Resort Golf Club, Evian Le Bon, its history, its situation above Lake Geneva. That's where we find Ron Syrak just about wrapping up the third day of play in the fourth major on the LPGA Tour. It is the Evian Championship. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Yeah, we had an amazing day today. They moved the tee times up to avoid the storms, and they avoided the storms by about 38 seconds. Literally, the last group was putting out on the last hole when the storms rolled in.
Well, the Tour de France was postponed or held. They stopped everything in sports during that period in France. What was that storm like?
Well, just, the danger is the electricity, is the lightning. You know, there was a lot of wind, there was a lot of rain. You know, it was sort of like one of those microbursts that just rolled through. But the danger was the lightning, and literally the rules officials were like whispering to caddies around the 18th green, there's lightning, we're going to have to sound the horn soon, so speed things up. They didn't want to tell the players and distract them, but they wanted to get into let the caddies know, you got to finish this, and everything did. Now we're holding our breath for Sunday. They're going to go off again in threesomes on two tees, number one and number 10, start at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's supposed to be violent storms in the morning. Then there's supposed to be a window. So they're going to see what happens in the morning. Then they're going to try to play the tee times between 10 o'clock and noon. The last group will go off at noon, so we'd be looking for about a 5 o'clock finish here.
Now, you know, I know we've always had weather issues with the Evian Championship, but this time in July, I don't remember this many storms. I mean, there are storms in the Alps that come up. Is this unusual?
Well, it's been bizarrely hot here. I've been coming to this tournament since 2003, and, it's been... At 7 o'clock at night, it's been 95 degrees in Evian, you know, and we're in the foothills of the Alps here. So it doesn't seem like it should be 95 degrees, but it's really been unusual heat. And I guess from what I've been reading over here that Europe's been having a hot spell for several weeks now, just really, really intense heat. So 1 year here, maybe 10 years ago, There was a hailstorm that rolled through that was like, you know, you sort of thought the world was ending. But the heat that we're getting this year is very, very different.
Yeah, it was 86 degrees in Davos, Switzerland, which is very high up in the Alps. And that is absolutely bizarre. Heather Daly D'Onofrio said in a quote from one of your great articles at LPGA.com, great golf courses produce world-class champions. And changes in the routing, no one's really talked about that so much as the firmness of the greens at Evian this year. Can you tell us about the conditions and the course changes?
Yeah, they made two major changes to the course, which is essentially 13 used to be a par 5, 18 was a par 4. They've now flipped that. And 18 was a par 5 when I first started to come here. Then they made it a par 4. Now they're going back to a par 5, which is it makes much more sense. I love having the finishing hole on any golf course be a par 5 because there's a possibility for a swing change of multiple strokes. You know, somebody makes bogey, somebody makes eagle. That's a 3-stroke swing. So that's the main thing they did. This entire course was done over between 2012 and the 2013 season to make it a major championship course. And there were changes that needed to be made. They definitely made it good changes to it. The greens needed several years to come in and to develop a root system, but they're really, really good now. There's some trouble with the fairways that I'm guessing, based on what the problems that we have on the golf course that I play, when you have nights in the summer where the temperature doesn't go below 80 at night, you get root funguses, and so there's some bare spots out there. But it's a much better golf course than it was when I first started to come here, and I think all things considered, it's in very good shape.
Okay, well, Lexi Thompson didn't make the cut, and she was very vocal about why she's happy she's not playing on the weekend. Tell us a little bit about what her problem was.
Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma for her because, I'm guessing, you know, that Instagram post she did was later deleted. And I'm thinking it's probably not unrelated to the fact that one of the sponsors of this tournament is Rolex.
Oh.
And one of her endorsement partners is Rolex. And, you know, she might have heard some words back on that. But I think this is one of those situations where the golf course doesn't fit her game. And I've seen it. You know, look, I mean, Tiger Woods, there were certain courses he quit playing Riviera. He quit playing Colonial. He quit playing Harbortown because they didn't fit his game. And if you look at Tiger's wins, he won about half of his tournaments on 5 golf courses. So, you know, players do play the courses that they like and that fit them. And she wasn't happy here. I was surprised to see the little outburst that Lexi had. I didn't expect that to come from her. I thought she had been making a lot of progress in terms of learning how to manage her emotions more. And one of the things that makes it hard is everybody is so appreciative of what this tournament, for 25 years now, how it has supported women's golf. They've set the standard for how the women are treated. They've set the standard for prize money. They've always had the second highest purse on tour, right behind the U.S. Open, and that's forced other tournaments to raise their prize money. So Franck Ribou and Jacques Bonguer, who run the tournament, are really, really well-loved by the players. And even the players who have criticisms of some aspects of the tournament, maybe some aspects of the golf course, don't say it publicly, because they are so appreciative of what this event's meant to women's golf. So that's also made Lexi's outburst a little surprising.
Well, speaking of those two men, in your article at LPGA.com, one of the quotes is, surround yourself with people who dream bigger than you. And they've got the fireworks and the soccer match and the parties and the parties and the parties and the parachute landing on the 18th green with the flag from the home country of the winning player. They go all out on this tournament to celebrate women and the Evian Championship.
Well, right after I'm done with this interview, I'm heading up to the Royal Hotel up on the top of the mountain here. And where there is the gala dinner tonight. They are bringing in They have an award that they give out every year honoring a female athlete, and this year it's Lindsey Vonn, the skier, and Lorena Ochoa. And downtown Avion tonight, between the hours of 8 and 10, or 10 and 12, I don't know. For 2 hours, downtown's going to be closed for the fireworks display. I mean, it is amazing what they do. With this tournament and the way they make the women feel special. When people ask me what makes Avion such a special tournament, I said, it's the one week of the year where the women are treated the way the men are treated every week, you know?
Nice.
And that's true.
Yes. Paula Creamer. Okay, I was super surprised, I gotta say it, but seeing her at the top of the leaderboard after the first round was amazing. It was so exciting. I was like, Paula Creamer, you're back. Then there was the weather problem. Did that really impact her game?
I think so. I mean, I was here 14 years ago when she won this tournament when she was 18 years old. But it's now been 9 years since she won the U.S. Open, 5 years since she's won any tournament. She's only won one tournament in the last 9 years. So I was stunned when she shot 64 on Thursday. She plays the first 30 holes of the golf tournament without a bogey. Only player in the 120-player field to do that. 30 straight holes without a bogey. They have the rain delay. She goes in and comes out, and hour and five-minute rain delay, has a six-foot par putt on number 13. She misses the putt, and that starts, and everything unraveled from there. She played the last six holes, six over par.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said her reaction was, I really, really loved her reaction. She said, sometimes a rain delay helps you. Sometimes it hurts you. This time it hurt me, but I'm playing great. It's only Friday. It's not Sunday. I'm still in the golf tournament. And I thought, wow. She didn't blame anybody. She didn't, point fingers in any direction. She just said, I had bad luck happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's awesome. Somebody else just mentioned in a tweet that I was reading before the show that they might as well have a Korean flag ready for the parachutists to come down out of the sky with Hyuju Kim and Sung Yong Park and Ji Young Ko and In Bi Park all at the top of the leaderboard. Do you think a Carolyn Headwell or Arya Jutanagarn or Chella Choi, Jennifer Kupcho, do they have a chance against these four?
I think that pretty much that the top six people that you see are the people who are in the tournament, which is Hyuju Kim, Sung Hyun Park, Jin Young Ko, In Bi Park, Mi Hyang Lee, and then the Chinese player Shan Shan Peng. Those players are within five strokes. I don't think that both Hyuju and Sung Hyun are going to go backwards that much to let any other. So I think it's down to those six players. But you've got of those six players, five of them have won major championships. The only one who hasn't was Mi Hyang Lee. She's really had a remarkable 3 days where she's missed a ton of fairways, a ton of greens, but she just keeps scraping it around there and staying in contention. The little shootout we had today between Hyuju Kim and Sung Hyun Park was really pretty spectacular. The last six holes of the day, between the two of them, they birdied all six of those holes. Hyuju made four birdies and Sung Hyun made two birdies. It was a pretty exciting finish.
That's wonderful. And, of course, I need to let you get to the party. But watching you and Kent Paisley with the Morning Starter at LPGA.com on Twitter, you look like you're sitting on something out of the 60s, but in bright pink.
That's a beanbag. You wait till you see tomorrow's. We have an idea for tomorrow.
And I'm looking forward to next weekend. You're going to be at the Women's British AIG. I can't wait. We'll be talking again.
I look forward to that. Talk to you from there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Have a great party. We're going to come back and we're going to celebrate with Ray Molloy, the general manager and owner of Eskers Hills Golf Course in Ireland, where, of course, Shane is the man, the champion golfer of the year. Shane Lowry won, and that's his home course. Imagine the party. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse. We've got Ray Malloy, the general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf Course. Let's see if he's called in from Ireland. Ray, are you there? Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf, calling in from Ireland. I'm hoping you might be there. Nope, we don't have Ireland connected. So I just have this major announcement to make. And this is Tom Watson. Out of the blue, Tom Watson announced today that tomorrow will be his last competitive round. He, of course, is playing in the Senior Open presented by Rolex at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. And right now, Paul Broadhurst is in the lead with Woody Austin, Bernard Langer, of course, Ken Duke, David McKenzie, Stephen Dowd, Philip Price, Scott Dunlap, and Wes Short Jr. So they're all playing in some interesting weather as well. A lot of weather issues this week on the major tours. And Tom Watson, just without any notice to anyone, announced this morning that this will be his last tournament and tomorrow will be his last competitive round. So as we get connected with Ireland and see what we can find out about that party, that amazing party with Shane Lowry. Of course, he was playing his Srixon clubs. We've got Srixon coming on to talk about the clubs that he was using, the balls that he was playing. And we'd like to give away some Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls. They are all about distance. According to Bridgestone ball fitting data, and remember, they're the first company to do ball fitting. Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls, the ball proven to go at least 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than the competitors. And now's your chance to win a box. So all you have to do is be the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Congratulations, Jody. You're the winner. Jody from Kalihi has just won the wonderful Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls, all about distance, Jody. And we'll have those priority mail into your home. And I'm hoping that those two boxes that I put in priority mail just the other day have managed to get to the winners. They were supposed to be there by Saturday. Let's hope they got there. Brett Campbell is CEO About Golf and Overload Golf Ventures. If you're a regular listener of the Golf Club, you know about golf. Indoor golf at its finest with About Golf Simulators, or Sims, as they're known in the business. Randall Henry, CEO of About Golf, has been on the show. But today, we meet Brett Campbell, Executive Chairman of Overload Golf Ventures, who, for the love of the game, is now the owner of About Golf and invested in many tech-focused golf companies to improve golf and get more people into the game. I think he was taking a lesson with our friend Randall Henry when he kind of got into it. Let's get Brett Campbell into the clubhouse. Welcome, Brett.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. So you were playing, you were getting a lesson when you met Randall Henry?
Yeah, look, I was a software guy for 20 years, decided that I could play golf. My golf pro said, you need a lesson. Went over and had a lesson under the Henry Griffiths Fitting Academy over in Idaho. Met Randall Henry, Randy Henry, and Austin Fazio. We aligned each other pretty well, and you know, I was a 30 handicap 7 years ago, and now I'm an 8.2.
Woo!
so I'm enjoying it, but it's been a lot of fun. It's probably been a lot harder to get my golf swing right than getting business models right in investing.
Apparently, you're doing very good on that investing part. Well, golf is not quite as, I'm going to say, easy in a very different way. You know, I mean, golf is hard. Golf can give you a great game one day and then just take it all away from you the next. Has so many variables in addition to, of course, the golf course and how the ball bounces. So I understand you are in Hawaii now.
I am. So I actually based myself out of Seattle and Hawaii 6 months of the year because my Australian background. So I'm closer to my family in Australia where I'm based in Maui. But I've been in Seattle 12 years. But, you know, pretty much a global citizen as we're traveling every month with our new partners and the new businesses, you know, because we've got over 3,000 simulators worldwide that we work throughout the European countries, Asian countries, and the North American market.
Well, you talk about the Asian country. In Korea, land, there just not as very much of it. So most of the Korean golfers, four of them right now, are about to win women on the Evian Championship. They're at the top of the leaderboard. And someone said, you might as well send the Korean flag up with that parachutist is coming down, you know, because these women are major champions. They, for the most part in Korea, learn on sims. It's all indoor golf, and they even have indoor tournaments. These are bona fide indoor golf tournaments on simulators. What is your dream? What's your vision?
Yeah, look, it's very interesting, right? I mean, the Asian market, coming from Australia, we've always been in the right time zone, so we've dealt very heavily with the Asian markets. You know, the Koreans, Japanese, Taiwanese have always, you know, from when they started swinging clubs, they swing clubs indoors 99% more than they swing outdoors. And then as you can see what happens with muscle memory, having the right techniques early days, it's really proving on the LPGA Tour now why indoor golf is so important. Not just for the land as well, but really from a point of view of just starting off in golf. It's a hard game to kind of get into based on weather, based on exclusivity. Indoor golf's opening it up to everyone. So we think every swing matters and that the golf is for everyone and that the AG brand is really around looking at how we can make indoor golf better. But also if you start to think of, we think that indoor golf will become the esports mode where video gaming today is really taking off. Imagine in a couple of years' time when we've got stadiums on big screens and you've got hundreds of thousands of people looking at, you know, like the top five indoor golfers all vying for, you know, big prize money. So we see a real goal there of indoor sports moving into esports. But it's not just the Asian markets as well. You think of France, Germany, all these areas where there's just different golf cultures. Indoor golf is definitely allowing more people to get access and swing a club every day.
Well, that's interesting because video games, they have huge audiences indoors watching these guys compete on these huge screens. So that's what you're talking about.
Correct. That's what we call our esports strategy. So at the moment, you know, we have probably over 30 to 40 events happening every week in our indoor golf centers in the North American market. We see that as becoming a very global sport and that I can play my father, you know, down in Australia over a one-month period, and we might have a couple of games on the latest courses, or we may have some digital courses that have been proven to be very hard or very, you know, challenging for some golfers. So, you know, golf anywhere, anytime, any place, matching to an esports model is something where About Golf is taking the business.
That's fantastic. So here you are. You're in Hawaii. He's in Australia, and you're playing the same game using About Golf.
Correct.
That's a lot of fun. I always think about them being in very expensive homes. You know, you have one room dedicated to your simulator. Now, how about places where I can go for an hour or four where I can play something like Top Golf, where I could go, but inside, get out of the sun, enjoy, you know, being in a cooler climb while I'm playing the game?
Yes. You know, that's the market we're seeing growing very much. So they're talking like off-course golf or indoor golf, but it's really around these indoor golf centres are now popping up in different retail spaces. So if you think of the challenges today with retail in general in North America, even in Hawaii, around, you know, Toys R Us are closing down, Macy's and Sears are closing down big spaces. There are some really good environments for a good business model to be applied to golf and entertainment. So our goal is to make sure that we've got the best technology when our customers or prospective partners come to us and say, we want to start up an indoor golf center, we want to have 8 sims, and we want to be able to, you know, generate events. That is now possible, where it probably wasn't 4 or 5 years ago, but the way that technology's moving, the way the industry's moving quickly around traditional golfers accepting indoor golf a lot more, I'm very excited about the future that, you know, you and I can be playing in a couple of weeks if I'm back in Maui and you're just on Honolulu, or if I'm in Seattle and you're in Australia, we'll be able to play our game together no matter what.
And we don't have to be in our homes having a simulator that's probably out of our price range, most of us. We can be in an indoor facility and still connect.
Correct. And there's a number of, you know, there's a number of facilities, you know, Topgolf with their full swing and business suites. You've got About Golf, where are the high-end luxury side. TrackMan have their simulators. Everybody's starting to get a lot more of the digital interaction working, and I think it's just going to be great for golf as a whole.
I do too. I know a lot of homes on Maui, on the Big Island here on Oahu, they have About Golf, and they love it. Absolutely. The indoor driving range that keeps you, you know, whenever you have time, no matter what time of day it is, you can go out and hit balls. I understand 8.3 million people played off course in facilities, indoor simulators. That's amazing in 1 year. So that's a huge number. Overload is, I'm talking with Brett Campbell. He's CEO of About Golf and Overload Golf Ventures. Is that your umbrella under which About Golf goes under?
Correct. So just to clarify, that is that myself, Austin Fazio from son of Tom Fazio, Randall Henry, son of Randy Henry, and also Ken Kamada kicked off the Overload Golf Ventures around 2 years ago. And our job was to invest in businesses that align to make golf a better place than we found it. And so, you know, we invested in a number of startups and a number of different ball, cheaper ball versions. We've got what we call a wild card score randomizer for any golf course. Those type of things we invested in. Then we saw the About Golf business, and my background being a software guy, you know, come out of Australia, build a software company from, you know, nothing into 90 countries and 24 languages. I wanted to grab the golf business and, you know, change it from a hardware, expensive, exclusive model to software and making it available to everybody. And that's what we're doing. So our goal right now is Overload Golf Ventures is investing heavily into About Golf, and we're taking About Golf to About Life.
About Life, I love it. You also, Overload Golf Ventures, purchased the Henry Griffiths Club Fitting Company. Weren't they instrumental in bringing you from that 30 to the 8.3?
Yeah, definitely. Look, the Henry Griffiths business is something that's close to my heart. You know, me, Randall, and Austin are very clear on what we can do with Henry Griffiths. If you think about the history of that business, they were the first custom club fitting back in the early 70s, late 70s, that were driving different technologies. Randy Henry and Jim Griffiths were doing an amazing stuff back then. And what we're doing is really bringing some of that foundation of what they've built and bring that into the simulator world.
As well as
Henry Griffiths is going to come back with bigger and better things in the golf industry for boutique, you know, golf enthusiasts.
So Austin Fazio, now the new CEO of Henry Griffiths. And you were saying about Austin's dad, Tom Fazio, working on the Olympics course in Japan for the 2020 Summer Games.
Yeah, look, if you can imagine it, I feel like sometimes that I wake up every morning, I'm in a dream where you've got the network we have, where, you know, Mr. Fazio, Tom, has created that new golf course for the Olympics. We want to be able to leverage that into how we could probably maybe render that into our simulators so that the American team or any other country team can actually play on the course while they're not there. That's one thing we want to do.
Wow.
But just having the golf heritage of Tom Fazio, Austin, and his brothers, Randy and Randall, and me being a software guy with our software team, we just think the sky's the limits on making sure that we keep our golf heritage and our golf kind of traditions while taking this to a new generation of what we call the modern golfer.
That's wonderful, but you're not leaving out the traditional golf course, because you've also purchased Cycleboard, the electric stand-up vehicle to replace the golf cart?
Yeah, correct. We're a minor investor in the cycle board, so we see that as another investment around, you know, just making golf better and a little bit more greener. These things are all electric. You know, there's some old junky golf carts out there. We want to try and bring that cost center down to allow that. So we work with the cycle board guys a lot on just how we go to market around golf with their boards, because they've got some amazing boards outside of golf as well.
I love it. This is Brett Campbell, CEO, Overload Golf Adventures, about golf. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really a pleasure talking and meeting you.
No problem, Danielle. Look forward to when I'm back in Maui in a couple of days. I'll hit you up on a golf simulator. We'll go and play Pebble or St. Andrews.
You made my day. Aloha, Brett. We're going to come back. Now we're going to Ireland. Okay, I promised you that we would take you to that moment when Shane Lowry won and everyone at his home course of Esker Hills was watching. We'll be back after this with the general manager of Esker Hills, Ray Malloy, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No. Your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, on Tuesday last week, Tuesday was the official Shane Lowry homecoming to Clara. It was on the green, the town center, next to the church. All vehicular traffic in Clara was banned for that event. Well, I'd like to welcome into the clubhouse Ray Malloy, general manager of Esker Hills Golf Club. And that is the home of Shane Lowry, the champion golfer of the year. Ray, are you still finding people, you know, inside the clubhouse celebrating or on the golf course?
Good evening, Danielle. Ray here from a very excited Esker Hills. It gets emotional for me again, although it's nearly 7 days since he won it now. And it's a beautiful evening here in Ireland. And I'm just looking out the clubhouse window. The bar and the dining room is fairly busy. There's 16 young kids on the putting green. That is not normal. But then there's nothing normal in Esker after last Sunday.
What was the celebration like? Can you describe what it was like in the clubhouse?
How long have you got?
Go for it.
Well, first of all, I'll say Esker Hills is a small club in the centre of Ireland. We're 1 hour from Dublin, 1 hour from Galway, and 2 hour from Kerry. And Shane Lowry grew up in the town of Clara, which we all know now, about 3 miles from Esker Hills. And as a 13-year-old, he came down with his dad. They had no golf history in the families, and he asked could he play golf in Esker Hills, which he did for a year. And then people began to say, this young fella, he's doing things that his classmates are not doing. And that was the way he was self-taught for the first couple of years, and he began to get lessons then when he was 15, and at that stage he was down to 10 or 11 handicap. So that's the initial story of Shane Lowry. And then once he got tuition, he just stepped up to the market. You know, he just stepped up. So in 2009, he was selected as an amateur to go to the Irish Open. And he was very lucky. And we promised him a party if he made the cut. On Monday night, he came back with the Irish Open trophy to Esker Hills. And we thought it could not get better. 2,500 people welcomed him home. And that's the same tournament that John Rahm won in Lahinch a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
That's how big it was. But he won it as an amateur. And we thought it was life-changing for Esker Hills, life-changing for him and his family. And we said, this is the top of the ladder. We cannot get better. And we hoped he'd go on the professional tour, which he did a week later, win a few tournaments and come home and have a pint at the counter and say hello to us, which he did. And just then, he's gone up. He won the WGC in 2016, and then he was disappointed in the US Open, and he came back and he says, I will go again. And he was second in the Canadian Open there a couple of weeks ago, and we knew things were getting good. And he was hot on the putter. And on last Thursday, you know, there was hopeful expectations of him going up to Portrush. And it's a very special occasion with the Open Championship in Northern Ireland. And the crowds that went to it was beyond everybody's expectations. And Shane went with well-organised, he was well-planned for it, and the local members of Esker Hills, we all went in hope. And I was there the first day, and it was quite windy, and he came back in -4, and he was at top of the board. And we said, this is looking good. But down the board, there was a few very good players. Garcia was there and a few more. And he came out on Friday, and he shot another -4, and we said, this is looking very good. I was home in my club with 200 people in the clubhouse on Saturday, and he shot a -8. Unbelievable golf. I spoke to a few guys since, and they said it was the most perfect round of golf that they had seen ever. These big golf writers. They said it was just perfect. So you can imagine Sunday morning came, and by 12 o'clock Irish time, he teed off at 2. The clubhouse got busy. We got butting up. A few extra televisions. The next thing, our national station arrived, RTE, Tina G. And then we looked out. There was a Sky Sports camera. We couldn't believe it. In Little Esker Hills, Sky Sports had arrived in the car park with a camera because they knew he was going to win, and they wanted to film it. And we knew at that stage. So the game began a little bit shaky for the first hole, and then he got a good put together bogey, which was very important. He went on, got a couple of pars, got another bogey, and a couple of birdies. The crowd got bigger. Another television was installed out in the outside room. And, you know, it was absolutely standing room. Every shot was taken in silence. And every mishit shot by the opposition was cheered. We're very biased.
Very bad,
and
very
then,
bad.
Of course. And then on the 16th fairway, the cup was taken out and the engraver began to put Shane Lowry. We all cried. We all cried. I'm crying now. We could not believe it. His name was going under claret jug. You know, we couldn't believe it.
Yes.
Our little club in the middle of Ireland, and the claret jug was on its way.
Yes.
And we went on, and he got to the 18th, and more people came into the car park. We could not believe it. And they sang, and they sang, and they cheered, and they drank, and the party went on all night. We, you know, and what really is important to us now, the well wishes that came in from the whole of Ireland. And down during the years, we had many societies coming from Scotland, from England. We get good patronage from Sweden. Emails began coming in on the computer non-stop. They were so pleased, so congratulations. You think I won the Open. You know, everybody was so welcome because it's the great story that has come through. The impossible dream, Rye of the Rover stuff. You know, it's just so big. And the Open in Ireland, because of our history and all that, and for our local boy to win it, it's just out of the world, you know. We life has changed for us here because on Monday morning, the radio stations, 17 radio stations clung into us on Monday morning to get news. The sports news of Ireland came from Escrow Hills on Monday. The 1 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, and the 9 o'clock news was beamed from Escrow Hills the day after. You know, things were not normal at all. Nobody went to work. We just could not believe it, you know. And then, of course, on Tuesday was the welcome home. Now, when Rory McIlroy came home to his club in Holyford up in Belfast some years ago when he got to Open, there was 600 and a huge crowd. But in Clara, 15,000 plus. The roads were closed off going into the town, and a band led him up the town, and his family walked the streets, and he was clapped and cheered, and there was a special tent up at the front, and he got up and he spoke and he thanked everybody they could, and his grandmother of 82 sang "The Town I Love So Well, My Sweet Clara," the town of Clara, you know. And it's just such a good story, and we're so pleased. And you know, so many things is changing for Escrow Hills now. Our club with visitors today, we had to get on yesterday, we had to get a new visitors book. So many people was coming to sign it, non-golfers, you know. And we had a tour. I'm just looking at a sheet here in front of me. The European Travel Club from Tucson, Arizona. We will be calling on the 4th of July for a short visit. We're not playing golf today. Have the bar well stocked and lots of souvenirs in the pro shop. From Brian Mundy. So that's the difference it brought to Escrow Hills. So now you ask me a few questions, that's my piece.
No, you know what? You summed Ray Malloy, the general manager, you made me cry. I am so excited for you, for Clara, for everyone who has supported the young man, Shane Lowry, and you, and taken him all the way to the top. That is an amazing, amazing story. Now, I don't think you'll be able to top this one unless, you know, the Ryder Cup happens to be played at Escrow Hills. That might do it.
Well, we mightn't be ready for that yet. We're expecting... Yeah, we're expecting lots more visitors, and I see fairways on fun days. They organise a lot of American Irish trips, and they have included us in their schedule now. And I'm sure lots of other American tour operators will include us because people are now coming to, you know, to the home of an Open champion. And Shane has said in many interviews that when the great Christy O'Connor Jr., who died some years ago, he designed Escrow Hills. He was the one that beat Freddie Couples for the last game in the 89 Ryder Cup. And he designed Escrow Hills, and his skill in designing it was absolutely phenomenal. And what many golfers say, and Shane included, that in Escrow Hills, because of its good design, every shot in golf can be played. You'll need every shot in golf, and if you can play Escrow Hills, you know, you will improve your golf. And a guy said recently, I used every club in the bag, and I'll need a few more clubs.
Well, fairways and fun days, that's the tour operator to get in touch with, because when we were talking about fairways and fun days last year, you were included in the visit that our American golfers would experience, and obviously a gorgeous golf course. And now world-renowned Ray Malloy, general manager, Escrow Hills Golf Club. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm so glad to be speaking to you this evening, and good luck. Maybe you'll come to see us sometime, Danielle.
I would love to come and see you. Just got to get the kid out of high school. It's so busy.
The invitation The invitation has now gone out to you.
Thank you so much, Ray. Always appreciate it. And we'll talk again. Enjoy your conversation.
Thanks,
Roger. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're hoping to get in touch with Kevin Markham, who was going to be on last week, and we had some phone connection problems. Obviously, it's working just fine because we had this great conversation with Ray Molloy at Esker Hills. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf, author of Hooked. I have it right next to me. An Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland, also Driving the Green. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm excellent. And what a win. I mean, I was just on the phone with Ray from Esker Hills. He just made me tear up. The excitement, did you happen to be in the crowd at Esker Hills?
Oh, you mean at Royal Port Rush? Oh, I wish I could say I was. There was a bit of a cock-up with my media accreditation, so I didn't get to go, and what an historic event it was. So I'm sorry not to have been there, but glad you got to talk to Ray. He's a fantastic man.
Yes, and the celebration there was overwhelming. I mean, he had every outlet, every news outlet, TV, radio, print, everybody was there. Plus, you know, they had 15,000 people in Clara just to greet Shane Lowry coming home on Tuesday. This is an Ireland week, month of July. We've got 2026. The Ryder Cup is going to be in Ireland at Ireland's Adair Manor. We've spoken about Adair. You know the place well.
Yeah, I know it pretty well. I've actually only been fortunate enough to play the new course once, which was at the end of last year, but hoping to play it again this year. I played the old version a few times, so it's a very interesting contrast, old versus new, and it's not surprising that the new version has got the Ryder Cup. Not surprising at all.
Why is that?
Well, I think the amount of money that went into the place, both the resort and the golf course, and obviously getting Tom Fazio on board to design it, or should I say redesign it, it just became something. I mean, it was already Ireland's best parkland, and what Tom Fazio has done is just take it to a level that has never been seen before in this country, and really probably not across Europe. It's just a phenomenal piece of. It's practically artwork, to be honest.
Wow.
And it's not surprising it's there, and I think it'll be spectacular on TV as well.
Well, coming from you, Kevin Markham, that's a huge compliment, because a lot of times people say they take over a beautiful old course and then they try to, you know, modify it, make it modern, and ruin it. But you're saying that Tom Fazio made it better.
Oh, I think he's made it better. Now, I will interject with my previous comment and say that I actually preferred the older version. I'm not saying that it's prettier or anything like that. I prefer the challenge of the old version to the what's there now, because there's no rough. They've done away with the rough. I mean, it's like you're playing on carpet from tee to green, and I mean the numbers that they put behind this in terms of like the. I mean, I've got a whole list of them here in front of me. It's just amazing. There's like 3,000 tons of bunker sand in 44 bunkers, 1,215 sprinklers. You know, it's just there's a whole long list of things that they did to this place. It's just incredible. I mean, the course is fabulous. It's perhaps easier than it was before.
Yes.
So I mean, you know, that's one of the key differences, and they've tried to speed up play. So you know, there are certain elements of what they've done that are fabulous and fabulous for the game.
Yes. I mean, what elements are fabulous for the game that you've noticed?
Well, I think that the doing away with the rough has made a huge difference. You know, you aren't looking for golf balls, so the speed of the round has been increased. The conditioning is so high now that, you know, it's basically saying to other clubs, you know, you now need to match what we're doing if you want to be considered in the Premier League of golf clubs. So, I mean, there is just... It's just got an air to it that I don't think anyone, certainly on this side of the Atlantic, has ever experienced before.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was the Masters that did away with the rough for a while at Augusta National. I was like, there's no rough, which was weird. I think for the average player, for you know those people who go out and play golf because they like to play the game, they're not professional, they're not even amateurs on the competitive level, they just like to play the game. I think what you're describing to me at Adair Manor, it did make it better because it is easier, it speeds up play, and people are happier. For a Ryder Cup where I want to see some competition making it, or an Open, or something that challenges the professional, I can see where it's like playing on carpet. For them, it's going to be a walk in the park, and that's kind of what it is.
I don't think it'll be a walk in the park. I mean they've built all these new tee boxes, and obviously we don't play as a regular golfer. I don't play from the back tees, uh-huh. So length is a big issue. And
okay. Getting
into greens, I mean, I think if anyone, any of your listeners have played it, they'll know that the greens have these enormous runoffs. So if you miss the green by a foot, the chances are you're going to be 40 or 50 yards away from the green by the time the ball stops rolling.
So there you go. Yes, accuracy is a premium.
Yes, hugely coming into greens.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be masters.
Yeah. One time we spoke about Norwegian Air getting approval to fly direct from Boston to New York to Cork and Shannon. Did that increase? What's the visitor, as we call it in Hawaii? What's the tourism dollar doing for Ireland?
Well, I think we've always found over here that a golfing tourist spends 3 to 4 times as much as a regular tourist. So you know they are always prepared to put their money down. You know the American golfer has been very good for Ireland. And I hope vice versa. I mean, it's a very good relationship that we have with American golfers. And the numbers are increasing. And they do spend over here. I mean, they've got lots to spend it on. So, I mean, we love the American tourists coming to play golf here.
And are more coming?
Yes, the numbers are going up. I mean, we know, obviously, the 2008 hitch was a major problem for everyone and everything. And... since then, the numbers have been rising, and you know, obviously now with Adair and Royal Port Rush, Donald Trump going to Doon Beg raised the profile hugely of that resort. So you know, there is evidence, pure and simple, that the American golfer is coming to Ireland in ever greater numbers.
Great, Good for Ireland. That's what I say. And Royal Port Rush, we spoke about it when you were on for the 2019 Open Championship and some of the changes. Did they play out well for the Open? It looked beautiful on television. I couldn't see a hitch.
No. I mean, I think there was no hitch. I mean, it was absolutely fabulous. I think everyone's actually so overwhelmed with how well it went, despite the weather. You know, and obviously having an Irish winner made it massive over here. But the course did look fabulous. The two new holes worked extremely well. The entire R&A setup was a massive success as well. And there's already talk that it could come back within 5 years, the Royal Rush, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah, 5 years is a fast turnaround. But the way they sold out, isn't it the only Open that sold out completely?
Yes, it's the first time it has ever sold out. There are issues there as well that, you know, people have said, well, maybe it's an opportunity for the R&A to start selling tickets in advance and to limit the number of tickets and to find out how well they sell and how much they can charge. You know, all kinds of little theories as to why they did it. But, I mean, the Irish golfing audience, they love watching things like this. And obviously we've never had the tournament here since 1961.
51. Yes.
So, you know, there's that to go with it as well. And, you know, the tickets sold out so fast. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
it's a gorgeous place.
270 or 250,000 tickets sold. Just amazing.
Just amazing. Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer, editor of Destination Golf. Always a pleasure. I'm so glad it's worked out this right. This time it's worked, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Sorry about last week. That's unfortunate.
No, that wasn't you. We've got everything sorted. So I think we can definitely do this again. And I really enjoy talking with you. Kevin Markham is editor of Destination Golf and author of Hooked, an American's. I was going to say, if you're thinking about going to Ireland, Americans, you should look at The Amateur's Guide to the Golf Courses of Ireland, and it's called Hooked. His other book is Driving the Green. Kevin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Aloha. I'm just going to look for something really real quick here, right here. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And we'll take a quick break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about something Shane Lowry was using to play those amazing rounds of golf that won him Champion of the Year. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
There's nothing like a good round of golf.
Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Shane Lowry, by the way, is champion golfer of the year. Yes, that is the open title you get if you win. And of course, Shane Lowry is the champion golfer of the year. The Open 2019 champion, Noel Zavaleta, is marketing communications specialist for Srixon Golf, Cleveland, and Exio. Welcome into the clubhouse, Noel.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. I think this is so cool. Noelle started playing golf at the age of three. Noelle, who got you into the game at three?
My dad did, actually.
How?
He just said, he told stories of me that he would, you know, go onto the range and bring me along. And he said one day I just picked the club up on my own, and, you know, the rest is history.
Did he buy you special clubs, or did you try out daddy's clubs?
Well, definitely daddy's clubs in the beginning.
Yes.
And then I think once he saw how serious I was, then he was like, okay, here we go. And of course, I picked a sport that's, you know, extremely expensive.
Of course, extremely. You know, that's the thing. That's why we have something called Spare for Change here in Hawaii, and they are wonderful on Maui, and they come to all of our tournaments, the big ones. They bring clubs. You walk up to the booth, and they say, hey, would you like to learn to play golf? Let me fit a club for you. And he grabs the golf club and fits it for you. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And you walk away, it's free. You get a new grip, you get it fitted for you, and you can go figure out if you want to play this expensive game. Srixon, Cleveland, XCO. We have the champion golfer of the year. His bag was all your product. From the Mitsubishi Diamante White 70X, the driver using that shaft. So it was the driver was the Srixon Z585 9.5. I love how you give everything here. What's special about that driver?
It's a fantastic driver. Here in the States, obviously Srixon golf balls have been very popular for a while, but we're taking our woods and irons to a whole new game. So we're really excited this year that we have, you know, a handful of guys in Srixon drivers. So we were, obviously very excited that Shane won with 12 out of 14 clubs in his bag of Srixon Cleveland golf.
Absolutely. And playing the balls.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, the full house there. tell us a little bit about the development of the irons.
Yeah, so the irons are fantastic. Shane actually won with a combo set of ours, the Z585 and Z785 irons. But we also have another line called Z-Forge. So they're the true blade-like iron. But Shane was, you know, he decided that he wants a little bit of that forgiveness and that in his iron. So he went with a combo set and you know, didn't go for the Z-Forge. But we see that a lot of our tour players also wanting that little extra forgiveness. And, you know, who doesn't in the game of golf?
Right. So if somebody, you know, regular recreational player, what would you recommend? What handicap would you recommend for that particular iron?
Yeah, for the 5 series and the 7 series, it's still a little bit more of a player iron. So it depends if the player is looking for to be able to shape the shots and whatnot. But what's unique about our company is, like you said, we have Srixon Cleveland and Zexio. So if you're a beginner player, I would definitely try and fit you in the Cleveland iron category. We consider those more of game improvement irons. And if you're an amateur or a player with, you know, maybe a 15 or below handicap, then I would maybe fit you in the Srixon iron. So we've got a wide variety, you know, with our company, which is really nice to have.
I see. So the Strixon's for your players. The Cleveland Golf is for your mid-range, and XCO is for the people who are getting into it. I mean, I get confused about that because one of the top players in the history of the world of golf is now using XCO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Cleveland, like you said, is more for kind of your average everyday weekend kind of golfer. And then XCO actually is our high end brand.
Oh.
So it's been number one in Japan for you know, the past 18 years, but we decided to bring it over to North America, and it's a fantastic line. It's you know, more expensive. I like to call it the Mercedes of golf, but it is a fantastic club, and anyone that plays it, and it's actually very, very popular in Hawaii, too. We have our rep there who also supports XCO, and he has seen incredible sales on that end, and it's for someone for more of a moderate swing speed, but they gain about 10 to 15 yards with this product. So it's fantastic.
It sounds like it. That's great. Do you know who your rep is here?
George Crayson.
George Crayson. Hey, George, mm-hmm. I need you to be on the show to talk more about your clubs.
Yes, definitely.
So you also went the golf balls that mm-hmm. he played with. What was he using?
Yeah. He was using the Z-Star XV golf ball.
Okay, what's special about the Z-Star XV?
Yeah, so the Z-Star XV is a four-layer urethane cover golf ball. So if you're looking, if you kind of have a swing speed over 100 miles per hour, then we kind of fit you in this golf ball. It's a little bit firmer, but you're going to get max distance. And then we also have just under that is our Z-Star line. And that one is a three-piece layer golf ball, and you're going to look for more spin around the greens, if that's what you're looking for. So we've got a wide variety of golf balls. Our tour performance of the Z-Star and Z-Star XV, but then we do have, you know, a great other, you know, mix of line as low as $19.99 for your soft feel two-piece golf ball that just kind of for your everyday average golfer is looking for.
Wow. Well, everybody likes a little spin, and everybody likes a little bit more distance, and they like to go straighter. So what do you recommend?
I would honestly give our Q-Star or our Q-Star Tour a try. It's a tour performance, but for, you know, a smaller price point. So you can't beat that.
Q-Star. Got it.
Yeah, Q-Star.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. You've also teamed up on, I love this, and I had no idea that ASICS was Amina Sana y Corpore Sano, which means a sound mind is a sound body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ASICS, the shoe, means. That's great. Thank you for providing me with that great sheet. And so when did you get together with Strixon, Cleveland, XCO, and ASICS?
Yeah, it's a brand new partnership of ours, an exclusive partnership that we're bringing over to North America. We're extremely excited about it. You know, ASICS obviously is a great global brand and has done fantastically around the world, and we're excited to bring it to North America. So we officially announced that last week, and we'll have more information towards the end of this year.
Okay. I understand there's going to be two models, the Gel Course Glide and the Gel Course Duo, possibly in December?
Yes. Exactly. So, yeah, I can't give out too much more information about that right now, but later at the end of the year, we'll have, you know, the shoes that we can release, and I'll have photos and, you know, the exact technology that's in each golf shoe. But again, we're really, really excited about this.
Noel Zavaleta, Shane Lowry, the champion golfer of the year 2019, the Open champion, played nothing but Strixon Cleveland from clubs to balls when he played so brilliantly on the Royal Portrush course to beat the field by 6 strokes. Ireland's Shane Lowry finished 15 under, Tommy Fleetwood 9 under, Tony Finau 7 under. Yes, you may have forgotten that Tony came in third. I thought that was fantastic. And by the way, the Cleveland club that he used was the, I believe, the RTX 450 degree and 58 degree wedge, was that?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for being on the show. Pleasure meeting you.
Yes, of course, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen. Yes, we're celebrating the best of the best right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle, a semi-annual magazine, coffee table books, Golf Kitchen. Her first was Golf Club World Behind the Gates. She's an award-winning food photographer, executive member of the board of directors of the Foreign Press Association, celebrating recently their 100th anniversary, most recently featured on Morning Drive. Diana's passion for highlighting the talented chefs in the golf world has inspired a culinary movement. She created the Golf Kitchen magazine, and now we have indeed the Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle.
Fabulous. You've got the entire menu and what is being served with dinner. Can we actually talk about this?
Yes, you can. Do you have the menu up in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic, because I'm actually out and about in New Jersey at the moment, so I can't see it.
Diana DeLucia is out and about always. She's either in New York, New Jersey, Australia, or points in between, constantly on the road. So let's start off with this by invitation only event, by the way, at Glen Arbor. Glen Arbor, you are the host and executive chef at Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford Hills, New York, is Michael Ruggiero. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Michael grew up in New York City. His grandparents actually had a little deli. And from what I remember, it was actually very popular, and it was an Italian deli. So he kind of has a background of, you know, having grown up with his grandparents making Italian delicacies and things like that. And, you know, it kind of inspired him to become a chef. And he's worked a lot in Chicago with Chef Ed Leonard, who's like a legend in the culinary industry. So he's very, very talented. He's traveled globally. So we're looking forward to a great menu. He's managed to put together a menu that has no repeat ingredients. And the sommelier, Fernando Silva, who's actually going for his master's later this, I think, in October. He's paired all the wines with some amazing French wines. And there's one also from California. I think it's going to be an amazing, amazing night.
It is going to be an amazing night because all of the people who won Culinary Excellence Awards for Outstanding Private Golf Club or Golf Resort, for Outstanding Executive Chef at a Private Golf or Country Club or a Golf Resort, Executive Excellence Awards, Outstanding Pastry Chef, again, Private or Resort. I love the fact that you've given both designations because they're both so different. The Golf Kitchen Encouragement Entertainment Award for a Rising Star. We went over the Golf Purveyor Award of the Year, but what is the Golf Kitchen Encouragement Award for Rising Star?
That award will be for a young chef or sous chef or chef de cuisine that is doing exceptionally well, voted in by the industry itself, and we'll be announcing all of those awards in approximately 1 week.
In approximately 1 week. I know it's so... And then there's the silent auction by Grandstand Sports, and you're raising money, and this is for a scholarship, the Golf Kitchen Scholarship. I am so proud of you, Diana.
Thank you. I am too. It's taken a long time to get to this point, and we're working with the International Culinary Center to create our first scholarship. It will be a full scholarship program, and we will be hoping to have those funds raised for one student to, I mean, hopefully it'll be for two students, but we'll see how we go.
Right.
But it'll be our first one, and this young chef will be trained at the International Culinary Center in New York, and it will be, I think it's 4 months intensive training at the International Culinary Center, and then 200 hours in a private golf or country club.
It's fantastic. And if you want to find out more about that, for all of the young chefs who are listening, golfkitchen.com, golfkitchen.com. Okay, now to the menu. First of all, the reception at 6:30. There's going to be the reception station, the hors d'oeuvre that will be served, imported and domestic meat and cheese board, Glen Arbor Sommelier Selection Wine Tasting Station. Now we get into the menu. The first course, I mean, these, you have first course, second course, third course, all of them. And the fourth course is, of course, the pastry chef, Marissa Hernandez of Glen Arbor Golf Club as well. Everything paired with a fabulous wine. First course is, I love Chef Jose Carley, downtown Bergeron in Puerto Rico. The Snapper Grudo Papaya Achara Crispy Skin Salt Shallots Pearls, Cilantro Primo Olive Oil. Tell us about this one.
About Jose Carley?
Yes, yes.
Jose is actually really excited to be coming to cook at this event. You know, he's a big fan of ocean caught fish, and at his restaurant downtown Bocaron in Puerto Rico, he literally catches the fish they feed. He catches a fish, and then it's on the menu that night. And we're actually working on a cookbook, Jose and I, which I'm pretty excited to announce.
That's fantastic. I loved what my first conversation with Jose was when he told me that he went out, caught what he caught. That would be dinner. And then the garden that was just outside, the kitchen, whatever God gave him that day, that would be a part of the dinner as well. So it was absolutely fresh off the vine and fresh out of the ocean. So now I may not pronounce everything correctly because I'm not that versed in the high-end French wines, but this Snapper Crudo is going to be paired with the Domaine Joseph Drujon.
Yeah, Drujon, that one's in California.
That's a California wine. Okay.
That is.
It goes on with the Ambassade Premier Cru from Burgundy, France, as well?
You would have to, maybe you should have Fernando Silva on the show.
Yes. I'm telling you.
He's an absolute joy. All the staff at Glen Arbor are absolutely amazing, whether it's Rob LaBritz, the golf pro, Fernando Silva, the sommelier, Michael Ruggiero, the executive chef, Mr. Gregory, the owner and president. Everyone there is just amazing people. And you'll find out, and I'm actually excited, Danielle, because you actually get to finally meet Jose Carley in the flesh.
And I know, but see, this wine, the sommelier has paired this dinner, this part of the course, with what looks like three different wines. If that's even possible. Which,
wow.
I know, which is amazing. Okay, then the second course is from Royal Poinciana Golf Club, and it's Chef Scott. How does he, now I would pronounce it Hegele because I lived in Switzerland. How does Scott pronounce his name?
That's exactly how I pronounce it.
I got one right. What do you know? We've got chilled Maine lobster, mango sphere, espalette pepper, avocado cream, and baby greens. That sounds wonderful, and I'm a vegetarian. That's delicious.
It does. It's got, he's a wonderful guy. Everyone's going to love him. He's very well-versed. He worked at Augusta National for 5 years, created Berkman's Place and many of the other restaurants on the property that opened for 1 week, 1 week and a half. As you know, that's an extremely good story. It's running in the first biannual magazine issue that will be at the awards.
Oh, so it's coming out soon. I can't wait. And this is paired with Le Haut de Smith Blanc. This is, I guess, from the Passac, Bionon, Bordeaux, France region. I'm not sure, okay? Because I have to have the sommelier on to explain all these fabulous wines. The third course is Chef Tim Trill, the executive chef of West Hampton Golf Club. And, okay, this is Huisson Glazed Denver Lamb Chop with wood-fired garlic, Brussels sprouts, Gruyere potatoes, Madeira jus. So paired with the Stone the Crows Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. That's the California wine you were talking about.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Tell us about this chef.
Tim Trill. I met Tim Trill at West Hampton Country Club while I was at the Anne Liguori Foundation Golf Charity Classic, which was 2 days of culinary delights from West Hampton Country Club and also a chef out of Detroit, Joe Van Wagner.
Wow.
And it was just an amazing few days, and you'll read about that in the magazine as well. But Tim is very talented. He's been at West Hampton for 20 years.
Wow. And the fourth course?
Yeah.
The fourth course, pastry chef Marissa Hernandez at Glen Arbor. Blood orange mousseline cake with chocolate cookie and fruit sauce. That sounds wonderful. It is paired with Tocati Fani Kerze, and I can't pronounce the last word. It's Szamorodni, Tsar Morodny. It sounds like something from, I don't know, Russia. This is a wonder. I'm very, very excited. This is an amazing, amazing meal. Four courses, and I think this is fantastic. Diana DeLucia, as always, you have outdone yourself, and it's going to be a fabulous evening.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Just remember, these guys and girls have prepared this menu to wow all the guests at Glen Arbor, so I'm so happy and thrilled that you'll be one of them.
I thank you very much, and in addition to all of that, this is a by invitation only. One day, everybody may be invited. It would be great. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Diana, thank you for being on the show. You are wonderful. Thank you to Futuristone, Futuristone's master craftsman, turning any project that you're doing, whether it's in your home, you've got this great idea, you've started it, maybe it hasn't come together quite the way you wanted it to. You need a second opinion. You need somebody to help make something beautiful for your building, for your warehouse. I'm telling you, and you've probably heard me say this before, they can take a warehouse floor and turn it into a showroom. So you can have storage and a showroom, or a home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. They specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, Roman stack walls, AquaPave on-site stormwater resource controls or source controls. They're going to be doing some interesting things in the very near future. We're going to find out more soon. Rainer Doors provide lasting security and safety for your home and increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Make a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. 676-3667. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, worse, the sewer pipes, yep, mud left in your home afterwards. You got to call Oahu Extraction 24/7. On site in 90 minutes, 808-330-6212, OahuExtraction.com, 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power has more equipment in stock at both Sand Island and Waipahu than any store in town. That's Aloha Power Equipment. Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter how large or small. You can change out a 40-story plumbing stack because it's about time you did. It's a new build? No problem. Renovation, repair? No problem. You want to redo that plumbing stack? Redo or bring your grease traps up to code? You call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.